Hello everyone. I will be telling you a bit about the ToolServer project. Rob mentioned it earlier briefly, and now I hope I can tell you what it is really all about. So I don't know what level of experience you have with the servers or with ToolServer or whatever, so I will start giving a general overview, and then we will have some time for questions, generic ones or more specific ones, we will see. All right, so what does the ToolServer actually do? It provides access to a live copy of all the wiki databases. It gives you a Unix environment to run whatever programs you would like to run on that data. And it provides a web server so you can create tools that allow people to access the data through some specialized web interface. So basically, the ToolServer is a playground or a place for programmers who would like to give tools to the community and who want to access the data in the individual wikis. So this allows you to generate tools that you probably couldn't make without access to that kind of data. The ToolServer was created, basically the problem was that people wanted to have such tools, and some of these tools are very specialized or for a specific project or for a specific idea or were just something people wanted to try out. And these people had ideas and skills, but they had no access to the actual data. And we just saw that there are 10 people with root access, a few more with shell access, but it probably wouldn't be a good idea to give everyone who wants to play with the data access to the live site. So the solution was to create kind of this playground site, give it a copy of the data, and Wikimedia Germany thought this is a good idea and it's worth investing in. And so I think in 2005 it was that this was created, maybe late 2004.
We got the server actually right at the Frankfurt Wikimedia in 2005.
Oh, right. Okay.
Mark drove it back to the Netherlands. After using it as a coffee table for a few weeks.
And you didn't drop it that time. Okay.
If any of you have any question, please hold your hand and I will give you the phone. For organization, it could be better if the questions are at the end of the presentation. Thank you.
Okay. So since that time when Mark donated his coffee table, the setup looked like this. We had the master database where all the wikis wrote their data, and in Amsterdam we had Zettler, the tool server, and it had the database on it, and people were able to log into it to run their tools, and other people were able to access it via the web to get at whatever data was presented. And over time, this setup became more and more complex, more and more involved. At one time, we got another server. That's 2006. So we had one dedicated database server now and one for running user tools. At that time, also the main cluster was split into two. So we were now replicating two master servers into one slave, which is something that MySQL doesn't actually do. So we had to invent some specialized tools. Well, that was also interesting. Still is. Yeah, anyway. In 2007, the situation became much more complex. There's three master servers now. We got three database servers at that time, and one for running tools. And we started to replicate the actual text. Now, this is something that is kind of special. Who's interrupting me there? Well, the wiki databases don't actually contain the page text. This is the actual page text goes into an extra cluster for external storage. It's packed together in a complex way and compressed and squirreled away so the the databases that contain the structure don't have to deal with huge amounts of text. And at that time, we also started to replicate that in Amsterdam. This is not really part of the tool server because users should not have access to that directly for different reasons. For instance, because there is some data in there from private wikis that shouldn't be accessible to everyone, or because the actual text of deleted revisions remains there and it's not possible to really filter it out because it's all lumped together. Anyway, we do have a copy of that in Amsterdam now. So at that time, we actually had something like a complete backup in Amsterdam offsite. Now, this is not something we could, it's a backup in the sense that the data isn't lost when things in Tampa break, but when things in Tampa break, the site is still down because we can't possibly run Wikipedia off that. So, okay, over time, more and more things were added. In 2008, we went back to two database servers only, and repurposed one former database server to do auxiliary services like SVN and our bug tracker and stuff like that. A special server was added for so-called stable tools, which have some additional requirements. They should be reviewed better. There should be multiple maintainers so they don't break all the time, things like that. The beginning of this year, we got some new servers. We got a much better database servers now. We got a new web server that was able to handle the load much better. And we got a separate server for hosting the user data, the home directories. And a couple of weeks ago, this looks very different. Actually, I had to use a bit of a different layout because it's getting really a lot now. And we have one tool server box actually located in Tampa, which we use for auxiliary services now. And we had the interesting addition of three servers for the OpenStreetMap project, which we will hear more about later. One of these three OpenStreetMap servers is also a tool server, so it basically is the interface between the tool. The idea is, again, providing a playground with a copy of the actual data so people can write tools, but this time it's not a copy of Wikidata, but it's a copy of the OpenStreetMap data to play with. So that is a situation we have right now, just as a general impression and pretty pictures. Some numbers from what's under the hood. We have 4 DB servers now with 32 gigabyte RAM each and 16 disks each. We have 3 login servers actually, where 8 cores and different amounts of RAM. We have a big web server. We have 2 servers for miscellaneous services, whatever, and 2 of our old smaller servers are currently idle and awaiting some special project I have in mind, but well, that's still kind of a secret. Okay. If you want to know more about this, the URL of our server list page is down there. We have a lot of cool stuff now on the tool server. There's a bunch of people doing a huge variety of different things, from running bots or generating statistics, doing research, creating web tools, doing a huge lot of stuff. There are 222 users currently. It's a fun number. I didn't make that up. It's actually turned out that way. And we serve about 500,000 pages and 12 gig of data per day. So it stuff is really being used. So here are some examples of the cool stuff that is done with the cool server. The cool server. Yeah, we should call it that. Yeah. this is WikiMini Atlas. This is a very cool but very well hidden feature. most people don't know about it. On many wiki pages about places, you have the coordinates, maybe up in a corner or in a template, in the info box on the right, and you have this little globe symbol. And a lot of people have seen it, but who has ever clicked on the globe? Not too many. Well, try it. It's cool. it comes up with a small map, which shows the location, and all these other locations in here are actually clickable, and if you click on them, you go to the respective wiki page. And that's one of the tools that's running on the tool server, this is before we started the OpenStreetMap cooperation, so I expect this will be either integrated or replaced by what we will do with OpenStreetMap, but again, we will hear about that later. Okay, what else? More map-related stuff. Map-related stuff is always great because it's so nice to look at. So that's why I have a lot of examples. Geohack is what you see when you don't click at the little blue ball, but you click on the coordinates. And it's kind of like the book search feature you get when you click on an ISBN. So it gives you a choice of resources you could access about a specific location, which, of course, includes Google Maps and a whole lot of other map services and stuff like that. And this is made to look just like a wiki page. Actually, in this case, it looks like using the modern skin because I do, but it is made to look just like a wiki page, but it isn't. It's also a tool that runs on the tool server. GeoCommons is also very cool. This is actually a layer for Google Maps, which just shows you of which locations we have images on commons. A lot of the images on commons are geocoded. They have a little template with the coordinates in them. And this tool goes ahead and extracts all that data, generates a KML, I think it is, KML file, which can be loaded in Google Maps, and then you get a view like this. This is Buenos Aires. Oh, it says so. Okay. Right. Other things that are done are tools for administrators, like this one, that's the IP patrol, listing anonymous edits. And, well, you can do that with recent changes, but this one has a few interesting features, like it's running a spam detection against the edits, and you can see there, so 90% spam rating and 0% spam rating. I haven't worked with it too much, but it's one of the things you can do with the resources of the tool servers. And I'm told that a lot of people rely on that too, actually. There's a huge load of more cool stuff. There's a Mayflower common search, which was kind of popular. I think the data is a bit outdated now. I'm not sure, but it used to be used a lot because image search, the internal image search, wasn't so good. I think it's improving now, but we'll see. I'll give a talk about image search myself on day 3 in the morning. So if you're not too tired from the party the night before, come and attend my talk about WikiWord. Anyway, there is some cool project. FAXML is featured articles. It's just an RSS feed where you get the latest featured articles from, I think, English Wikipedia. Maybe there are other choices too. Magnus wrote Flomons, which shows you commons if it were Flickr. It's basically a Flickr perspective on commons, which is pretty cool. River's recent changes tool. Maybe did I bookmark that? Maybe I can show that later. Two tools I wrote, which are used a lot, is Check Usage, which lets you see which pages on which wiki use an image hosted on Commons, because we don't have this kind of cross-wiki usage tracking generally. So I wrote it on the tool server. And CAT Scan, which lets you search categories, including subcategories, and intersecting them and filtering them to... Well, it is a really nasty hack, but it's still, people like to use it, especially to figure out if there are new articles in a specific category or something like that. edit counters. People love edit counters. I don't really understand why, but there are, I don't know, at least 10 or something on the tool server giving various amounts of information. But also, some of the community-driven projects rely on the tool server to implement whatever functionality they use. For instance, the Picture of the Year competition on Commons had their voting mechanism implemented on the tool server, because there you can just go ahead and do it, and you don't need huge processes of, I don't know, deploying a new module to MediaWiki or whatever. Yeah, and soon we will hopefully see a lot of tools also integrating OpenStreetMap data, maybe combined with data from Wikipedias or in other wikis, maybe independent. We'll see. I'm very curious. This is a real great project, and Eivor will be telling us about it. I don't know. When exactly?
Tomorrow in the morning. That's the plan, actually, that people have access to both databases.
Yeah. So tomorrow morning. Okay, great. Again, a look under the hood. There's a variety of technologies being used to achieve all that. You can use whatever programming language you like. Most of our servers are actually running Solaris, mainly because our senior admin, River, likes Solaris, and also because it has some very useful features like zones and stuff like that. It is pretty cool. We have, I think, only one Linux box left now, which is the main login and user bot box, because people generally are more accustomed to the way Linux does things. We use ZIUS web server for some things. We use the Sun web server for some things. I think we don't use Apache at all anymore. I'm not quite sure. Not using Apache and using ZIUS was mostly because of the way they integrate PHP, and they do it in a much more efficient way for multiple users. So if you have a single user, the way Apache does it is pretty good, but if you have multiple users and want to run tools under different user IDs, then Apache's way of doing things isn't that great. Okay, for internal organization and documentation, we use MediaWiki. We also use Confluence experimentally, basically to play with it and see what the features are like. We use SVN repositories for managing the code base of the individual tools. We use Jira as a bug tracker, which I find pretty nice, but it's not free software. FishEye is pretty nice for browsing SVN repositories online. Some people use it a lot, I don't. And we use other stuff for managing which you usually have with a multi-user system like LDAP for account management. We use NFS for shared home directories. We used to use ZFS. Actually, since yesterday, we... No, we do.
No, we use OpenDS now, since yesterday.
Well, that is an implement... Yeah, okay, right. but that's LDAP. It's an implementation of LDAP, no? Yeah, it is. Okay. So OpenDS is actually the software. Of course, we use MySQL for the live copy of the database. And we are missing a good way of accessing the actual page text. Right now, the best way is actually just querying the live site. And we are still looking at ways to make that a bit nicer. That's one of the challenges for the future for the tool server. Interestingly, for most of the tools, you actually don't need the page content. Researchers are often interested in that and comparing revisions and stuff like that. But most of the tools are actually quite content just using the structural information and change information and stuff like that. Because you can see what links to which article and which templates are included and all that kind of stuff without looking at the actual text, because the database contains all that information already nicely parsed and pulled apart. Okay, how do people work together? Most projects are single-user projects. You simply get a web account with a login, and you put whatever code there you like. There are so-called stable projects, which have some requirements like having at least two maintainers, and the code base has to be visible to everyone, I think, and a few more things. And you basically can request an account for that, and that account goes to a special server. There are some privileges like an extra database server for user data and stuff like that. That didn't really catch on too well, I think, because the requirements are too high. We have multi-maintainer projects now, which basically mean you get a separate account for a tool, and multiple people can then log in and work on that tool. And that's a new model that seems to work a bit better, so the hurdle isn't quite as high. What we need is really more collaboration and code reuse. So we should think about making it easier for people to write modules or to share work on modules and components and share them. And, I don't know. We have to think about that a bit more. So in the for the future, there are a few things we are looking at. One was how to serve the actual wiki text, maybe have it in a separate database, which would be pretty big. For next year, our main goal is more reliability. We have, as you saw, we have grown quite fast over the last couple of years. The capacity is about okay now, I think. What we should work on now is reliability. And one of the main reasons the tool server is down so often is that we only have one copy of each database. And if that copy breaks for some reason, we have to fetch a new copy from the main cluster, which means creating that copy, copying it over, and importing it. And that takes several days if things go good, and it takes several weeks when things go bad. So it would help a lot to have each database twice at the tool server. And we got a grant from the foundation to buy servers to do that. And I hope we can do that very soon and get them up and running this fall. Probably next year, we will be looking at making the user home directories redundant. Problems with the user home directories was what kept the tool server crashing the last 3 days. So having those redundantly would help a lot too. I think if we have that, then we have pretty much everything at least twice, and that should help a lot. And I think that is very important, because the individual tools on the tool server have become more and more really a part of projects. Especially on commons, there's a lot of things that people want to do that crosses multiple wikis, and these are generally things that cannot be done with MediaWiki proper. So people have come up with solution on the tool server, like the check usage tool and bots that remove links to images that have been deleted on commons, for instance, on several projects, and all kinds of stuff like that. Another project I would like to see, but it's still unclear when and how, and when and how it gets done, or who's really going to do it, is improving the internationalization of tools. Some do have some internationalization, some don't, some are rather broken, or some developers like me are very lazy with with adding new translations. Cooperation with translatewiki.net could improve that, and we are still looking very much into how to organize that on the on the technical level, on the political level, on the level of people who deals with what. TranslateWiki.net, formerly known as BetaWiki, is where all the localization for MediaWiki itself is maintained, and for a bunch of other projects. It's very, very cool. I mean, when I added the gadgets extension to MediaWiki, I think the next day there were 12 languages for that extension, and now there's like 150 or something. It's really amazing. It is really, really fast. So getting their support and integrating these things with the tool server would be a huge improvement. So that's it already. I have no idea. Well, that's just 20 minutes, so I was pretty fast. So we have a lot of time for questions. So thank you very much. And if you want to know anything from the very basic to something specific, please ask.
Any question? Please hold your hand. Okay.
Hi. You said, I mean, you mentioned a lot of times that you are not including the real wiki text in the tool server, right? But one of the times you said that it was stored in a weird way, compressed, and so you can you tell me more about that? I mean, you are taking the text out of the database because of performance reasons or what?
Because of performance reasons. If you really want to know if you want to know a lot about that, best talk to Tim or to Domas. I just know that it is done for performance reasons, for speed reasons on the one hand, also for the reason that text takes a lot of room and you tend to run out of room on the server, and that is very annoying. So it is much easier if you can have the actual wiki structure always on one server and not run out of room and just. Well, the way it is set up is actually pretty cool. Every wiki writes to the same storage server, writes all the text in there. It's a bit simplified, but basically they all write to one thing, and when it's full, they just add another server. So there's no hassle with adding disks or this wiki is full or whatever. So that makes providing space for more text makes much, much, much easier. The other thing that can be done is if you have consecutive revisions of the same article and you compress them into one block, it compresses very well. So that kind of thing can be done by externalizing the storage of the text.
But that's not inside MySQL, right? Or it is?
It is, actually. These things are done outside of MySQL, and it's a separate database, but that when everything is said and done, it's stored into MySQL, no? Okay, so it is very separate, but in the end, it is again MySQL. I don't know. Has anyone looked at using BerkeleyDB for that?
But the main problem with text, though, is privacy. When we delete a revision on the wiki, it's not deleted from the external storage. So the problem with allowing tool server users access to the text databases is that they can pull deleted revisions, they can pull revisions that have been hidden for privacy or for legal reasons, and we have trouble sifting the wheat from the chaff there. And so you need to actually write something that tracks all of these blobs of text and that figures out, you know, whether a tool server user should actually be able to view it.
Right. And that's the reason that tool server users don't get access to it, and the reason that we cannot filter individual revisions is, in fact, that they're all meshed together into these blobs. And basically, what we would need is an interface where tool server users can request the text for a specific revision, and it gets back that revision if access is allowed. I wrote that component. It's called WikiProxy, and it's much slower than actually asking the live site, so there's not much point in using it right now. There are ways to make it faster. I've been thinking about that. It's something that should and needs to be done. On the other hand, on the long run, it would be very cool to maybe have a background process that simply keeps extracting the latest revision of each article into a separate database, and we would have to look into how much room that actually takes and how much computing power is needed to do this permanent extraction, and it's a project for looking into next year.
Any other question? Okay, we have a security announcement.
That's mostly the same announcement, but there's new people, so I have to repeat it. You have to go and look for the stickers on the front desk. Those stickers is a sticker with your name that you will have to stick on your laptop. And remember to watch your belongings and also watch your step.
Okay. Since we have a lot of time left, maybe I can just jump Ivar to tell us what can be done with the OpenStreetMap tool server, maybe? Just in general overview? No?
Or at least an observation. I wanted to say it was a really good talk because I work for Wikipedia in Wikimedia, and I had no idea what Tool Server did. So I just want to say thank you because it was really informative. I had no idea what any of that stuff did. I'd moved the servers. I just hadn't done anything with them. So thank you very much, actually.
I'm very glad. I was afraid to bore all the tech stuff sitting in here. Okay, so if there are no more questions, then we can all have coffee early. Thank you.